The first hour already. So, Dr. Al, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to run our fall into winter tips so you keep your animal friends safe during this cold weather. Make sure that you don't have a lapse in house training and that you don't bring fleas into your environment. Listen to the tip. Dr. Al will be back. We'll have open phone lines and we'll talk more about this imbalance and as we give away books. And then when we get to our special feature today, what we're going to talk with Dr. Al, he's written an article about, I want you to understand osteoporosis and how it is involved with this imbalance and that you can actually recalcify. Ooh, we'll find out about that. Stay with us. Animal World continues. We're here till noon with Vet Sunday, Dr. Al, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see, monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog feeling happy and saying something like, oh boy, outside, let's go outside, and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside, grumble something like, oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty. Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside. And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy. And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather and during the fall as the weather changes to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important. Fleas! Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World, because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on your radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. By the way, when you go to the website, marthanorwalk.com, on the homepage, you will find a link to the audio archives. So,
oh. Bless you.
Thank you. Boy, that sneeze just came out of nowhere there. Anyway, I was just going to tell you that if you click on the audio archive link, you can listen to the two past Animal World shows. And so if you want to hear more from Dr. Al, the first Sunday of every month, so the first Sunday of August, first Sunday of September, now the first Sunday of October, and the shows are loaded onto the website, usually the same day, later in the day, or certainly by the next day. And so if you want to listen again or want to share parts of the show with someone you know, you can do that. All right, Dr. Al. All right, you're with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, Gary was just getting distracted. He forgot to turn your volume up.
Yeah, Gary, cool it.
Well, we're having a little problem here. Well, not us personally, but the Seahawks, you know, our football
team. I've seen he probably is watching professional football.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. Gary does the sports show here on 11:50 a.m. Monday evenings, correct, Gary?
Yeah, that is correct. From 8 to 9.
From 8 to 9 Monday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We were just talking during the break, Dr. Al, that his sporting show must be pretty boring these days because none of our teams are, all of our teams are in the tank.
However, if they're not doing well, how's the baby doing?
Oh, she's great.
Isn't she fun?
Yeah.
Dr. Al, now that you have it, you're sort of computering these days. You have to check out the photographs on my website.
I shall. I will do that.
Well, you have to go to MarthaNorwalk.com and then click on Current Events. And you'll find that on the left-hand side of the homepage. Click on Current Events, and then at the top of Current Events, there's a picture of me and Freedom the Eagle, who's in the studio with us.
I knew Freedom was going to be in the studio with you.
Right. Well, you won't believe the photograph of me and Freedom. And then right below that photograph, there's a link to open up the slideshow of all the photographs we took in the studio.
Right.
And Gary had his wife, Mary, and bring in little Finley, his daughter. And so there's a really wonderful, lovely photograph of Gary and his family and Finley and the eagle, Freedom. So you can actually see some pictures.
I love it.
What I was talking about is we were chatting about Gary's sporting show, 8 to 9 p.m. on Monday evenings, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And that it's kind of boring because we're doing really bad. At the same time, he's got the Seahawks game on because they're playing right now. And as we're talking, our quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck, got injured.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
is Gary watching right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm letting everybody know that Gary will let us know what's going on.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It looked like his right knee, and it looked like he was in excruciating pain.
Yeah, look at Brady, and you know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it really isn't. But you know what? They hit so hard, and they play so hard, and they're so souped up for this. I'm a little bit surprised that, and they aim for the quarterback whenever they can anyway. I'm a little bit surprised that stuff like this hasn't happened before.
Yeah, they're so big and strong, fast. I mean, it's...
Then you got to talk to your offensive line and say, come on, guys, why don't you block for them? Don't let your quarterback get hurt like this.
Right.
Well, we sort of blew that assignment.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, apparently.
But in the replay, you couldn't really see like it was a horrible hit or something, but they must have got that knee just right. But,
yeah.
Well, that's what they do with Brady, too. I mean, it looked like it stepped on him or he did something and got his ACL.
All right, well, before everybody changes the radio station and says, we want to hear about Seahawks, we want to hear about Dr. Al and the endocrine immune imbalance, we better get back to business here. So, let's see. Gary, anyway, for those of you that do care about football, Gary, you can kind of let us know what happens with the Seahawks.
Oh, they're losing already. Is that what you want to know?
I don't want to hear that, Gary.
Could have gone without that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before we ended the last hour, we were talking a basic review about the endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Al has discovered, which applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans. Doesn't matter if you're male or female, spayed or neutered. Everybody can play at this game because it has nothing to do with ovaries and testicles. It has to do with adrenal glands. And we talked about that you have developed a test, an EI1 blood panel that's done by one lab in the country. Your website and book explains how one can be tested. Since you've been doing the show up here for so many years with me, we have a number of veterinarians in the area that are familiar with the testing and the protocol, and we've done lots and lots of cases up here. At any rate, you've got some new things in the works. Did you say that you have completed a new book and that it's being edited at the moment?
Yeah, I've got, if there's enough info, I think, on it, Martha, that I will have a book for dogs and one for cats, and then a medical dictionary for the pet owners.
Ah, okay.
I've got three things going, basically, the attachments that I sent to you will be probably short chapters in the book.
Oh, I see. All right, because we're going to talk about those in a moment. But I think just finishing up kind of on our review, this endocrine immune imbalance, you feel, is pretty common. In fact, kind of depending on who you talk about, or who you talk to, the estimates tend to be anywhere from 50 to 90% of dogs, cats, horses, and humans have this imbalance.
Yeah, it's never been found before. And, you know, the shame of it, I was thinking about it today before going on the program. But, you know, my first paper that I just absolutely got hammered for was November 6th of 1976.
That's the first time you started writing about this?
Yes.
And when you mean...
And I knew it before. You know, I helped my mom with her breast cancer. And I knew about it, and, you know, I figured here's a neat gift. Here's a simple person giving to my profession a very simplistic mechanism that controls cancer, controls AIDS, it controls all these chronic diseases. And yet I finally realized, and it's been 40 some odd years later, that my profession and many of the professions are there to heal their wallet, not their patient. And so I feel better about what I've done. I was crushed that they couldn't take this as healers to help their patients. And when they came back on me to say, well, you don't know what you're talking about, whatever, I really took it personally, and I realized they don't care about their patients. It doesn't matter, but I do, and we'll get this out.
You know, the correlation, I'm getting a picture in my mind, and you know what this is reminding me of? Because you said, you know, that you wrote the first paper back in 1976, and that you were hammered for that, and you basically mean that peers basically beat you up and said this is ridiculous quackery stuff. What I was just reminded of, I bet it's got to be very much like what Al Gore went through, because I'm remembering the movie Inconvenient Truth, and when he took the truth about global warming to the Congress years and years ago, trying to get somebody to pay attention to what was going on, and everybody just poo-pooed him.
Yep.
And of course, now look where we are now. But and what he came up with was pretty logical and simple, and the truth, but nobody wanted to hear it, and nobody wanted to listen. And still, everybody's arguing with it, while, you know, all the ice is melting, and species are dying off, and there's nothing but problems.
Basically, the conclusion of the whole thing is very, very simple, but I think man likes to make things so complex that they're not understandable or basically you can do them.
Right, so essentially what's happened, and the reason that it all evolves around the reputation of cortisone.
Exactly.
Which we talked about earlier, everybody thinks it's bad. Will you explain once again, because we know when, if one has this endocrine immune imbalance, there is no cure, as you say, but there is replacement therapy.
There's a control.
And treating this imbalance, you also said, does not necessarily replace the need to do traditional, you know, medical procedures or whatever. Like, for example, treating the imbalance does not necessarily replace standard treatment. If one had cancer and you diagnosed the imbalance, you would still, if the cancer was operable and you could surgically remove it, you would still do that.
Yes, you treat the medical effects, but you identify the cause so it does not return.
Right. So you balance stabilize the endocrine immune system. Sometimes the problems or the diseases just go away. But in many cases, you still treat the medical symptoms and so forth. It's just stabilizing the imbalance makes everything work better.
Sure. And the best way to do this is you identify this. I mean, the day will come, honestly, the day will come with all species, including man, when a general blood test is done. They'll do the EI test to make sure that everything's okay so you can prevent a medical effect from occurring down the road. And therein lies your best treatment, obviously.
Yeah.
And it works. It works beautifully. And I've done, as I think you know, with the MDs and DVMs and stem cell therapists, the whole bit, I've done 150,000 cases throughout the world. So people say, well, we'd like to get on board with your experimental program. It's not experimental. It's proven. It's just that it's not proven because it's apparently goes to deaf ears.
Well, and you had to make a choice early on in your career in discovering this. Did you want to be the scientist and so break it down more, do the double-blind studies, and spend all of your time and your energy doing research and so forth with this? Or did you want to stay in private practice and help your patients?
Well, see,
you elected to help your patients.
I'm a clinician.
Right.
And that's all I am. And I just thought that in my profession and the medical profession with healers, they would look at this and go, whoa, this will give us a dimension that we can really help our patients with. And we do have some very qualified academicians that can go on through and do the blind, that love to do that, that love to
right.
do that. And it never happened.
But instead of that, many that heard something about this or took a quick look, they saw or heard cortisone, and then immediately the blinders go up. Oh, it's got to be quackery if cortisone's involved.
Exactly.
Because in the replacement therapy, in stabilizing this imbalance, cortisone is part of the treatment. With dogs and with humans, you not only give replacement cortisol, but you also treat with thyroid. Even because the thyroid medication is necessary for the body to be able to metabolize the cortisol. Is that correct?
Right, and keep it within a 24-hour period.
Right. And that is the reason that cortisone has developed such a bad reputation is that it worked well as an anti-inflammatory. You gave it once and things calmed down because, as you said, you were funding or fueling an imbalance or a depletion of it. But then when you continue to give it, it's not metabolized or moved
right.
out of the system quickly enough. Is that the problem? So
exactly
it's a
right.
buildup, and that's what causes the side effects.
Exactly. And nobody looks at this. They have no realization of this, and it's just the whole thing is just amazing. It's such a simplistic thing, you know. And you've seen it work since the first book in 1985. You've used it, and you kind of go with the results you're getting. You know, why can't other therapists for animals look at this and do the same thing?
Yeah, so I was fortunate. What happened with me, which is interesting, your first book came out in the early 80s. The first copy made its way to my hands, and it was two parts. The first part was all about food and how food affects behavior and allergies and hypoallergenic diets, and you, of course, had created the first hypoallergenic recipes, the lamb and rice and that sort of thing.
And
vegetarian before that. The second half of the book was all about the imbalance. I couldn't get any of the vets I was working with to look at the imbalance stuff. And back then, when that first book came out, the testing was not as refined or as easy to do. So I, for 20 years, I used the first part of the book and all the food stuff, and man, it made a huge difference. I solved all, you know, because I have golden retrievers, and they're very prone to this imbalance and to allergies, food allergies. Well, not Annie wasn't here around here in the 80s.
At that time, but, no, she was later.
Right, right. But my first group of Goldens was around then. And, of course, hot spots were something that I had to deal with all the time, not to mention a lot of my clients and so forth. But once I understood your food stuff and went to hypoallergenic rotation diet, I have never had a hot spot on a dog ever since. And I can't tell you how many, you know, hundreds of cases that I've helped. Not as a veterinarian, because I'm not. I'm an animal behavior therapist, but I always work with food when I'm working with people and their animals, and we were able to solve so many problems. So by the time your latest book, Pets at Risk, came out, what, 6 years ago, I was already a true believer in your work and what you did, and so it was easy for me to jump on board and start doing the testing and so forth. And of course, well, you saved my horse's life. My horse got, you know, 5 years of life that he wouldn't have had before. And it was amazing, not to mention, my Abyssinians and Annie Golden Retriever. I have four animals on the protocol right now. And I have to tell you, all behavior as well as physical problems have just gone away.
That's what's supposed to happen. You know, and we need to progress with our therapies and our treatment and our diagnosis.
Yeah.
We can't just keep treating the medical effects because with the environment, with things that are happening, like you mentioned with Al Gore, there's a reason why this is happening. And this is a reason why cancer happens. This is why you have allergies. This is why people have autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, because what you're saying, if you do not have this imbalance, you won't get cancer?
No, definitely not.
And
but
you've
got to test for it to make sure you don't have the imbalance.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Nope.
And you would think that something this simple would catch on like wildfire. And,
but, you know,
and
then
at
you
least...
try, Martha, you try to, from my inadequate, you know, position as far as computers the whole bit, you know, how do you get to those people that control the National Health Institute? How do you get to the American Cancer Society? How do you get to the AIDS Society? How do you get to these people to show them there is a better way? And all they really have to do is take 10 patients and test them.
Right.
Period.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
now, before we get in off on more details here, I did promise listeners that if they had questions, that they could call and we'd put them on the air. So I don't want to keep a caller waiting any longer. Let's go to Seattle and welcome Renee.
Hi, thank you.
You're live with Dr. Al.
Hi, my question is, for a human, where would you be able to have this blood test done and drawn in Seattle?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Any MD or any professional health care for a person can have this done. All they have to do is order this kind of a test. Well, test, actually, the blood draw. If you do the blood draw, then on the website it tells you where you can actually send the blood to get this thing done. And then what I do is I'm happy to interpret for your MD or your healthcare professional to show you how to do this thing.
The blood test, Renee, is not a difficult thing.
Yeah.
It's anybody can draw the blood, and it's like 2 milliliters of serum mm-hmm. that is needed to run this panel of tests. The glitch is that blood, that serum, has to be handled very carefully because it must be kept cold.
Oh.
If it's allowed to warm up, then it screws up the results.
So where is the lab where they do that?
The laboratory that does it now is NVDS. It's in California.
Oh, okay.
And the information, Dr. Al, and I can give you the direct website, Renee,
yep.
to the lab is www.national-vet.com.
National-vet.com.
Okay.
National-vet.com.
Isn't Dr. Pace up in Washington?
Well, Dr. Pace is up here, but she doesn't do the blood test.
She's doing them. She is.
Is she doing the blood test?
Yes,
now?
She is.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
So,
she's done well over several. She's probably done like 150 cases now.
Right. Now, this is a naturopath, Renee.
Okay.
Her name, Dr. Rashmi Pace, P-A-C-E.
Uh-huh.
Who is in this area, and she is doing, I knew she was doing the protocol. I didn't think she was doing the blood test. But
yes, no, she's been doing the blood test.
She is doing the blood test now. So, now, you can go, your own doctor can do the blood. Now, and I'll tell you what I've done. Every year I go in to have my physical, I've been able to talk my doctor in to taking, you know, the blood, to taking the blood for me, the serum.
Oh, okay.
And then she gives it to me, and, you know, and I keep it cold packed, and I overnight it down to the lab.
You have a progressive doctor?
Well, that's as far as it goes, though. She would not treat the imbalance.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
As Dr. Al says, it never hurts to test.
Oh, sure.
So at least I've been able to get my doctor to at least run the test.
Oh, good.
Then the question would be is well whether or not they'll do the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Al, of course, is available to consult with anyone that is interested.
Okay.
But this Dr. Pace is already doing it in our area. Now, I don't have her contact information with me here. But if you call me, if you email me, either, you know, to my MarthaLight@AOL.com, if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on Contact Martha,
okay.
That will come to my home office computer. You don't want to do the Animal World Live because
okay.
That comes here.
Okay.
But you email me either at my home office or call me. It's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and that number is 206-525-2016.
Okay.
I can give you Dr. Pace's phone number.
Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else you want to ask?
No, I think that's all I needed to know.
All right, great. Thanks Renee.
Bye-bye.
All right, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We'll do that right now. And then when we continue, I have this article, these articles in my hands that are going to be chapters of the books that Al's writing. We're going to talk about osteoporosis in animals as well as humans. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. If you've got dogs, like the barking ones in the background, you need to know about the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Now, they are located just off of 405, north of the 522 interchange, so real easy to get to. They've got the greatest doggy daycare center I've ever seen, and easy to just drop your dog off on the way to work, pick them up on the way home. You don't have to exercise them. All you got to do is feed them, and then you can kick back and relax because they're worn out from being in daycare all day. Now, you also can make an appointment, take your dog friend in for a free behavior evaluation. Can't beat that. The price is sure right. Check them out. The Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Phone number is 425-486-9567. On the web, www.aocb.com. And be sure to tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Is your cat or dog off their food? Do they often have an upset stomach, red eyes, or scratch a lot? If so, it's likely that they, as well as millions of other pets, are suffering from food allergies. At Paul's Cafe, we believe in providing only the best ingredients free of the common allergens like grains. We source most of our ingredients from farmers in Washington State. Try a sample of our cooked or raw menu today. Visit us at our Redmond store, located one block north of the Redmond Town Center, or learn more at paulscafe.com.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here from 9 to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is the first Sunday of the month, which means it's Vet Sunday, and Dr. Al Pluckner is here, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, The Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. We are giving away copies of Dr. Al's book today, Pets at Risk. We are also giving away Wag and Tails liver cookies. If you would like to raid the prize closet, or if you have an animal or human medical care question you would like to ask Dr. Al, remember he is an active practicing veterinarian these days. It does not have to be a question related to this endocrine immune imbalance. If your dog stubbed his toe or your cat has got problems, if you want to ask a medical care question, you can certainly do that anytime throughout our show. Phone number, local numbers, 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email while we're in the studio to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al. I am holding in my hand the article that you wrote on osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis. Can I also, before your program's over, let me tell you a wonderful story about a family I'm working with. But before that, the program's over. But.
Oh, okay. Well, now, is this about a human?
Yeah, this is about a human. This is actually about mom and dad and three daughters.
Oh, okay.
That we'll get into. And also with what you're doing, your listeners may want to email you on topics that they'd like to really hear down the road.
Yeah, that would be great.
That we could speak to, and I'd love to do something like that. And if I don't know, I certainly will.
Okay, well, Gary, help us remember that we've got to talk about this family. But I promised osteoporosis, so let's start with that.
Do it. Yeah, big topic.
Now, this article that you've written starts out, you're talking about your senior project at the University of California Davis School of Veterinary Medicine.
Correct.
And so you were in vet school at the time?
Yes, I was.
And you're talking about working with a cougar cub named Tigger. He would jump off a small step and fracture his legs.
Correct.
He was compared to a genetic disease called osteogenesis imperfecti.
Right, which is something you see in humans, that they're decalcified all the time. It seems to be a genetic thing. This was not. This was a nutritional thing. This was something that in the 50s and 60s, many year zoo animals, lions, tigers, leopards, panthers, jaguars, were fed raw meat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an imbalance there. I mean, in the wild...
You mean they were fed only raw meat?
Right. There was no skin, there were no bones, so on and so forth.
Okay, just the raw meat. Okay.
So what it did was, as you know, the way the body's set up is that with meats and things, back up a bit with calcium, phosphorus, if you will, there should be a 1-to-1, 1-to-2 ratio. In meats, it's like 20 parts.
Now, what do you mean with calcium and phosphorus, a 1-to-1 or 1-to-2?
What it is in those foods that you're eating, whether the people eat them or the lions eat them, you have your body needs to keep your skeletal system, your bones healthy. You need to have a 1-to-1, 1-to-2 ratio of calcium and phosphorus either coming into the body or possibly like phosphorus being produced in the body as an end product from kidney function. Now, if you don't do this, for example, if you've got 20 parts of phosphorus in meat, raw meat, with no bones, no skin, no calcium, when the human or animal ingests this, the body will try to keep a 1-to-1, 1-to-2 ratio of calcium to phosphorus. So
okay, all right. Now, because I've got to make sure, if I don't understand this, nobody else will.
Okay.
Well, except for the brains out there.
Except for Gary,
Anyway, so inside our body at all times wants a 1-to-1 or 1-to-2 ratio of calcium and phosphorus going on.
In the bloodstream, right?
In the bloodstream. So if you eat just plain meat, like these cats, these cougars were only getting raw meat. The raw meat had phosphorus in it, but no calcium, because the calcium would come from the bones in the body, and they weren't giving them a whole body. They were only giving them meat. So the cougar eats this meat.
20-to-1.
And gets all this phosphorus.
Correct.
So his body says, oh, I need calcium in the blood to balance this phosphorus.
Correct.
And so, what happens then?
Well, where does the calcium come from? It's taken out of the bones.
Oh, so the cougar's body actually pulled the calcium out of the bones into the blood to balance the phosphorus that's in the raw meat.
Right, yeah, and then once some of this is excreted in the urine, which it is, okay,
mm-hmm.
you have a bone that's a little bit thinner, and if you keep eating the high phosphorus, low calcium situation, you will get to a point where you can end up with osteoporosis.
Okay, so your own body causes the osteoporosis because it pulls the calcium out of your bones to balance the phosphorus that was in the raw meat.
Well, and then you look to people that say, well, you know, I'm going to go on, you can't say Atkins diet, but whatever, and I'm going to just eat meat. I mean, a lot of high protein, well, particularly meat.
Right.
You can see they're taking in the 20 parts of phosphorus to one part calcium, if that at all, which is really, really harmful. And this is just straightforward nutrition. This is not looking at my imbalance, which magnifies the problem in a huge hurry. And as you have said, where the magnification comes from is if you do have my mechanism imbalance, and you have, the interesting thing is you have a deregulated immune system, so your one antibody in the gut is very low, so you can't even absorb well through the gut. The interesting thing is an end product of kidney metabolism, phosphorus is produced. So whether you're eating something that's imbalanced, or your kidneys are producing the phosphorus, there still is a need to keep that 1-to-1, 1-to-2 ratio. And so in any event, what occurs is that realistically, the calcium is being taken out of the bones, and then as you know, with the IgA, the immune antibody in the gut that's reduced, malabsorption occurs. So when people and animals go on to a calcium supplement to correct the imbalance that is occurring within the body, there's no absorption of it.
Well, okay, so, all right, let me see if I understand this. Okay. Let's say we got a healthy individual that does not have this endocrine immune imbalance.
Correct.
That person could still become osteoporotic, if that's the word.
Porotic, right.
Porotic. If their diet was not good, if they were eating only meat, and lots of phosphorus, their body could pull the calcium out of their bones and they could develop osteoporosis even if they didn't have the imbalance.
Exactly.
Okay. But a healthy person without the imbalance could then be taking calcium supplements or eating foods with calcium in them to maintain balance and not become
and avoid
osteoporosis.
Right.
But what you're saying is an individual that has this imbalance, remember they've got the high total estrogen, the low cortisol, the thyroid hormones are bound and not working, and so their antibodies have depleted. So you're talking about the IgA antibody is too low in imbalanced patients, and that antibody keeps the intestinal tract healthy. So when it's low, the intestinal tract is not healthy. It can be inflamed, and that's what you mean about malabsorption.
Exactly.
Meaning a person with the imbalance who has developed osteoporosis and they take a calcium supplement to try to fix it, you're saying if they have the imbalance and that IgA is low, therefore the intestine is not healthy, they can't absorb that calcium through the gut to balance and prevent or heal the osteoporosis.
Correct.
Okay.
And the other extent, too, Martha, the other parameter here is with peri- and postmenopausal women that the total estrogen has not been measured, but one of the estrogens seems to decline a little bit in menopause, and they're put on an estrogen supplement. As you you know, the higher the estrogen goes, the lower that IgA, that antibody goes.
Mm-hmm.
And the worse the malabsorption is. So these, again, are women that are going to suffer from the disease. And like I talked to you, and you've talked to you, had Carvel Tiekert on.
Right. Dr. Carvel Tiekert, for any of you that missed those shows, he is a veterinarian. He is actually the veterinarian that started the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association.
Exactly.
Right. So he's a well-known dude.
Yeah, and he's been interested in my stuff and very supportive. Carvel has been very, 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 very supportive of my work ever since he saw the first book in 1985. And you can imagine, though, using Western synthetics and other things in which he started the American Veterinary Holistic Association. But he believed in this stuff. And when it really came to fruition was probably about 5-6 years ago. As he mentioned, his wife was so osteoporotic that she would have 2 or 3 cushions in the car, and as she'd drive or ride, she'd actually fracture bones. I mean, she was really, really a severe problem. And
yeah.
So Carvel went ahead and did the test, my endocrine immune, on himself and on his wife, and saw that the estrogen was high, the cortisols were low, IgA, so on and so forth, and got her on supplementation, and within 3 months, she basically was riding around with no cushions.
So her bones recalcified.
Yes, definitely.
So that's the really good news here, is that for humans, you know, the serious osteoporosis, I mean, bones can recalcify, but what you're saying is they have to be tested for this imbalance and then regulate the endocrine immune system, and once that's regulated, then you can recalcify the bones.
Sure, and then, you know, then look
wow.
at your diet, you know, regulate your diet. You know, make sure, for example, with osteoporotic patients, make sure that you're not eating plant material like soybean that have estrogen, because this just adds to the misery and drops the gut-related antibody to a point where you can't even further absorb calcium.
Yeah. Wow.
These are just, this is really, I know this is kind of heavy-duty getting into this, Martha, but these are the things that are there and the things that will make a difference, you know, if, again, the professionals will listen to this and look at it.
Well, I know this has helped me a lot because I really didn't ever understand, I guess, what caused osteoporosis. But now I understand, and it's that calcium-phosphorus balance in the blood.
And I think it makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
it's not rocket scientist stuff.
That's pretty simple because I understand it.
Well, you know, it's like I tell everybody, it's holistic medicine, which is W-H-O-L-E. Everybody's got a tree. Nobody has the forest. And this is kind of the forest. This is the cause and effect, and you can't just look at the effect and get a quick fix. You've got to look at the cause of why it occurred and then get the patient back together again.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing. And yes, I have spoken with Dr. Tiekert. I've had him on the air, and I can say without question that the story is true. And in fact, not only was he able to help his wife recalcify and not have osteoporosis anymore, he also described a physical condition that he had, which is called, I think, Raynaud's syndrome.
Right, Raynaud's disease, yeah.
And he's
better.
And he treated himself for the imbalance as well, and those symptoms went away.
Right.
And Raynaud's, isn't that, it has something to do with hands getting numb or
correct.
Stuff.
Correct. Right. It's kind of I think it's along the lines of autoimmune, meaning that, you know, if your immune system is freed up, you know, and often what they say, Martha, is that, well, we've got an immune deficiency here with all the cells. No, we don't. We don't have an immune. We have an immune imbalance, and we have an antibody deficiency. With the immune imbalance, as you know, the two soldiers, if you will, two types of immune cells that protect the body and provide a service for the body. The B cells, which come out of the kind of the lymphocytes and things in the gut, the bursa in the gut, are there to to make antibody, protective antibodies with invaders into the body, or vaccines, what have you, and basically protect you against bacteria. And the T cell that's pre-programmed through the thymus and the throat as a child is there to protect you against viruses and fungi and things that, that should not happen, like candida, like all these things, like AIDS, HIV going into AIDS. So there's no protection. However, these cells lose recognition of self-breakdown tissue. And the important thing here is that all of a sudden, they can make antibodies to the red cells, to the white cells. White cells, they call it systemic lupus. They have names for all these autoimmune, self-immune diseases, but they don't have a cause for it. However, guess what they use for all this stuff to at least quell it for a while, even though they're not using it correctly? They use cortisone.
Well,
why is this?
Imagine that. All right,
yeah,
we are going to have
to believe.
Yeah. We are going to have to take a break at that. I've got to take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then we need to do current events. So, Dr. Al, you get to rest for a moment, and we will pick you back up on the other side of 11 o'clock. And let's, when we start the next hour, Dr. Al, you can tell us about this family and the kids that you were talking about. Now, we also will have open phone lines if you've got animal or human medical care questions for Dr. Al. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. Current events is next, so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Naturally for Paws is Kitsap County's health food store for pets, where pets are more than animals, they're family. Naturally for Paws provides only the highest quality natural, organic, and holistic pet supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Two state-of-the-art self-service grooming facilities, all with the highest level of personalized service. Naturally for Paws is open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Stop by their store in Silverdale or call 360-337-2444 to speak with their friendly and knowledgeable staff. Be sure to mention that Martha sent you. You can also contact them online or read about their philosophy, products, events, and services at naturally4paws.com.
Canine Hydrotherapy and Heavenly Spa's Warm Water Healing Pool offers pets a therapeutic and nurturing environment to assist in rehabilitation from injury, illness, or surgery, as well as maintaining the overall wellness of pets of all ages and abilities. Heavenly Spa, located in Fall City, maintains its pool at 92 to 94 degrees to aid your pet in achieving greater relief of muscle tension and increased range of motion. Warmth can assist in improving circulation, increasing flexibility, and promoting relaxation. When the benefits of warm water healing are incorporated with massage therapy, the results are remarkable. Heavenly Spa also offers massage and body work, self-swim, puppy parties, and holistic services. For more information, go to heavenlyspa.info or call 425-222-7221. That's 425-222-7221.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
And by golly, we be winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can hear us every Sunday morning right here from 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And without further ado, it is time for current events. Okey-dokey. Let's see. Speaking of entertainment, what is on our calendar here? Oh, I should tell you to follow up the annual walk for the animals for the Humane Society that yesterday was very, very successful, and they earned $65,000 for the Humane Society, so that was great. All right, speaking of charity events, the golf tournament to benefit Equine Rescue Association is coming up on Saturday, October 11th. That's next Saturday, so not much more time to sign up. It will be at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington. It's a 1 p.m. shotgun start. $75 for individuals, $280 a foursome, and Equine Rescue Association really, really, really needs our help. So I encourage you to, if you know a golfer, get them involved. You also can just go for dinner and the party. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, scroll down, and there'll be a link to the Equine Rescue Association. Also, the information on where do you sign up. Let's see. There is a Humane Society, National Humane Society, HSUS, Disaster Animal Rescue Team training will be happening in our area, I believe in Everett, for October 7th through 9th. So you can get a link off of my website on that as well if you'd like to participate. You can see if there's still room to get in. Let's see, the 11th annual Black Cat Ball to benefit Perfect Pals will be Saturday, October 25th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. It begins at 5 p.m. with a champagne reception, and then there's the silent auction, the dinner, and then the live auction. And if you would like to sign up for the Black Cat Ball, you can call Perfect Pals. The number is 360-652-9661, extension 4. That's 360-652-9611, extension 4. Or go to their website, www.perfectpals.org, and that's PURRFECT, pals.org, perfectpals.org. All right. Seattle Animal Shelter is having a foster dog orientation. It's free on October 11th, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. That will be at the shelter, which is on 15th Avenue West. There is a limited number of seats available, so you need to RSVP by email to get a reservation for the foster dog orientation, Seattle Animal Shelter, on October 11th. And the address to RSVP to is sasfosterdogs@gmail.com. sasfosterdogs@gmail.com. And then, it is today. Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital, they're having another big open house. I did one earlier in the year, and it's a phenomenal new facility that they've built up there. And this time they're doing all kinds of neat stuff, demonstrations and tours and all kinds of stuff. So if you would like to participate, it is today at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital in Snohomish from 1 to 4 p.m. Tours, demos, fun, food, punch, and door prizes. Woohoo! Sounds like worth a trip. All right, here's the address. Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital in Snohomish is 11308 92nd Street Southeast in Snohomish. All right. Now, other than that, I mean, that pretty much wraps up current events, except to say that next week, Sandy, you could turn on your mic. We are doing a Sandy and Martha Sunday. It's been a couple months since we've been able to do one. We are doing a Sandy and Martha Sunday. So we'll start off with the usual animals in the news and good news about animals, that sort of thing. And Sandy will join me in the studio. So, and you're planning a special feature. Do you know what we're going to be talking about next week yet?
No.
Okay. in that case.
Well, I do, but I
we're not. You're not positive.
I'm
yet.
Not positive.
That's why
yet.
I didn't want to say anything.
It's been a very busy week for me, and I haven't been able to pull things together. But I will do that Monday and Tuesday.
Sort of that way for all of us,
yes.
I think. So, at any rate, we will have a special feature of some kind that Sandy's planning. It's good. Well, but we'll see what actually shakes out. And then, of course, we do our really fun thing, which is open phone lines, because without a call screener, we just open the phone lines, you call, Gary puts you on hold, we bring you up live on the air, so we don't know who you are, you get to introduce yourself, and of course, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, Sandy is a very gifted healer, communicator, and behaviorist as well, and we will answer your animal behavior training and healing questions, so I hope you will join us next week for that. And I guess that just wraps up current events. And that pretty much wraps up this hour. Gary, do we have any report on Hasselbeck? Is anything of this, do you know?
He's playing.
He's playing?
Yeah.
Well, it looked horrible.
Yeah,
I thought he was.